Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions we express do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. If you would like to support the show, go to duckfeed.tv/tipjar and check out our Patreon campaign.
Yeah, I'm having some stomach issues.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Like a flu kind of thing? Like what?
No, I just did like indigestion. I don't know, yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know a medicine that'll cure that and four other symptoms.
Which?
That's Xanax.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
And at least four other symptoms.
Yep.
Guaranteed to be habit forming. That should be part of the sales pitch. I want an addiction.
Yeah. Again, you're looking for a commitment, you know?
Yeah. Yes, Xanax.
Yeah.
Benzodiazepine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. You're drinking a diet Sunkist.
Diet Orange Pop.
Ah, yeah. Yeah.
Diet Orange Pop.
Huh.
I wanted to just change it up a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. So switch away from the Coke Zero.
I don't drink Coke Zero.
No, I thought you're a Diet Pepsi man.
Oh, yeah, I drink Diet Pepsi in the silver bottle.
Only in the silver?
Oh, they have a light blue too. It's different sweetener.
Ugh. Yeah. Is that like Pepsi Life or something like that?
No. I'm living the Pepsi life.
Well, I mean, we all are.
Pepsi life is not a beverage. It is a lifestyle.
We might actually be the Pepsi generation.
Has no one connected the dots between Charlie Sheen talking about winning and Donald Trump talking about winning?
That's a really good point.
I watched him the other night, and all I could think of was, because I never did, and he's like, we're going to win. We're going to win so big. And I'm like, wait a minute, I remember this, and it ends with AIDS.
Huh.
You know what I'm saying? It ends in a scary, lonely death.
Yeah, I mean, it ends in irrelevance is what it ends in. Yeah, I didn't
if
think of that.
If Philadelphia is to be considered, then yes.
Right. No, like that. I mean, that's a very astute comparison, Chris.
I never, you know, like at the depths of a... of an ether binge, you find winning.
Well, I mean, that's a little bit of the secret. I thought that, I don't know, there were a number of things that I thought would change post election, that, like, you know, because people, regular politicians are generally different, more amped up versions of themselves before election and after election, right? Like, just there's different behavior, there's different rhetoric, there's different, you know, different speech patterns. You do different things, and
right,
in any number of ways. And, you know, this episode is coming out several weeks after we record it, so there are probably any number of other things that are happening with this. But like, nothing else has changed. And I thought that he would stop leaning on superlatives so much.
We're gonna big league.
Big league, always referring to, like, it's so simple. It's so simple. Like, everything about you and the people you like is good, good, good. And everybody else is terrible, terrible. You better believe me, terrible.
Oh, we're going to win. We're going to win. Tongue splashers. We're going to win. Hubba bubba. We're going to win. Bazooka.
That was last episode. But am I wrong?
No, I don't think so. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but
it's
like,
crazy. It's crazy.
Well, I mean, and also, you know, the fact that the president has such a Twitter presence. That's not amazing. Sorry for making this political. I'm not taking a partisan stance on this. Saw an amazing article that was asking, what is Trump doing between his tweets? Because you'll look and you'll see, okay, it's 3:30 a.m. and he's tweeting, and, you know, he's doing these, you know, long series. It's like a single sentence or a single run on thought that is distributed over three or four tweets. And you would think you hit the character limit. You say, all right, well, I'll send this and then do the next one. And then you finish that thought. But there are sometimes 5 to 10 minutes between him writing one part of a sentence and writing the next.
Really?
Yeah. Go look at the timestamps.
I didn't think he thought that hard. I don't do Twitter.
Yeah. Well, but
I think I'd rather look at something filthy on Twitter than look at that.
Yeah. Well, and that's a scary thing. I don't follow Donald Trump, but I still see everything he tweets because everybody keeps sharing it. Like, it's really hard not to see that because it immediately becomes news.
I think America's sides are going to hurt from, you know, being elbowed so much. Like, get a fucking load of this.
I mean, everybody's...
That's what you're doing when you're sharing Donald Trump's tweets. Yeah. You're elbowing the person next to you. Like, you fucking believe this?
Yeah.
I don't want to say anything because, you know, he might call me out. But
pretty soon, bruised ribs are going to be the American disease, not just diabetes. Oh, yeah.
God.
Man. Yeah, no, it's
Rocky Five is to be believed, probably.
It's that's a good one. But yeah, it is probably that simple. Notice when he talks about some like an institution that criticizes him or is failing, like there was that review of the restaurant, like the Trump Grill, like grill or whatever. And it was in Vanity Fair, and it was scathing. They just, you know, just really tore into it. Like he's the poor person's idea of a rich person, right? Is kind of the operating principle that publication has. And his only response to that, as opposed to going after the substance of it, is to say, "Oh, have you seen the numbers on this? They're failing. They're dying. Dead. Sad." Like everything,
yeah, it's even to disparage their business,
right? Is to say, oh, their publication is dying, you know. Right. Let alone that Donald Trump had a magazine and it folded, and not because it was paper.
Yeah, and that's the thing is that here's what used to happen: people that were in the mainstream would marginalize people on the outside, but when the people in the margin take over, they have to make the mainstream irrelevant.
Yeah.
And that's what he's doing. Mm-hmm. He's speaking from the margin and he's saying, that doesn't matter anymore. The game is over here. And that's how he wins.
Mm-hmm.
He wins by saying, none of that matters because we're mm-hmm. playing here now.
Yeah. You only need to listen to me. I'm the only person who can fix
that's it.
Yeah.
Right. Shut. Well, not, it's not even that. I'm just saying, you said those don't matter because we're doing this now.
If they're saying good stuff about me, they're good. If they're saying bad stuff about me, they don't matter. It's not just that they're
not
bad,
even that.
So they don't matter.
It's the entire thing.
Mm-hmm.
But then
why did he get so excited about being Time's Person of the Year? There's nothing more mainstream than Time.
No, I don't think so. Didn't they make OJ Time's Person of the Year?
I mean, Hitler and Stalin were Person of the Year. It's not like, hey, you know, who, like, they're not sainting people. They're talking about who matters. But it definitely, like, he got salty when he didn't get it in the past. And he was really happy that he got it now.
What did he do in the past?
He, like, tweeted and complained. He talked about how, like, pretty much the same play. You know,
I don't know. He hasn't visited any VA hospitals or anything like that.
No.
No, I don't think so.
Funny, talks a lot about helping out.
He's meeting
vets.
With leaders of industry, I think. Did he meet with what's the guy? Oh man, they named that perfume after him.
Did he?
Jovan Musk. What's his name?
Elon Musk.
Yeah, Elon.
Yeah,
Musk.
Yeah. This is incredibly dated. It's revealing when we recorded this. Yeah, he met with it was a whole gaggle of people. It was like Elon Musk. It was Jeff Bezos. Tim Cook was there. And the report is that he kept the CEO of Twitter, whose name I can't recall. He didn't invite the CEO of Twitter because Twitter wouldn't allow them to create a crooked Hillary emoji to replace the crooked Hillary hashtag, despite the fact that Twitter is his press, like his press outlet now.
Yeah, it's state-run media, basically.
Yep.
Oh God!
Yeah,
I'm glad that's solved.
It's fucked. People were talking about going back and listening. One of the pre-election episodes. I know people are so overhearing this. I'm sad that we're talking about something so just boring. But they were talking about going back and listening to pre-election podcasts, specifically ours, saying, I think it was the, like, somewhere between Bill Brasky and North Korea is one of them, where we, well, the last time we really dug into this, and they're like, oh gosh, it's so bleak in hindsight, just because we were so dismissive, you know, like this couldn't have happened.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's like its own snow globe.
I don't know.
Oh, it's much more fun to look at this 1,100 pound woman. It's finally leaving her house.
Yeah, an 1,100 pound woman.
Yep.
Huh. Hey, Chris.
That's what I'm looking at.
What episode is this?
197.
Six.
Damn you, Adams. No.
Yeah, 196.
Episode 196 of the Internet Comedy Podcast, which is redundant.
Yeah.
Those Damn Ross Kids.
Yeah. Your name is?
My name's Chris.
My name's Cole, and we're here to entertain your asses. Tell me about this 1,100 pound woman.
She's 36 years old. She hasn't left her house in 25 years, and she's Egyptian.
Huh.
Her extreme weight has forced her to crawl instead of walk. A stroke left her bedridden. She fell down a well.
Did she?
Only halfway.
Did she get? I don't know. Well, how much misfortune could one person have?
No.
Jeez, that's you're bumming me out.
Yeah. So she got a medical visa, and they're gonna pull her out of her house.
Okay.
And they're gonna try to figure out what the fuck's going on.
What they can do.
I'm trying to, yeah, she's got to lose, I don't know, like 300 pounds in order to be, like, weighed on a scale, they're thinking.
Right.
Yeah, that's only an estimate.
Let alone be ambulatory. Yeah.
Right. That's going to be bad.
Yeah. Huh. She got a medical visa to go, to go where?
See, they don't say where they're taking her. Huh. Maybe India? I don't know. Where do you go?
I mean, it's... India's
yeah, she's going
than,
to India.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Somebody's going to do bariatric surgery on her.
Right. That's step one. But like, so this is going to sound cruel, but like, at a certain point, when a person gets in that way, right? Gets that big to where it is a spectacle. Like, they have to be valuable for research, right? I'm not saying like, oh, you're abnormal, like you're fat, so you're bad. We're gonna put you in a jar. I'm not doing any of that. But like there has to be value in looking at even just like, oh, you're obvious. Like you got here because of the stroke, but also depression.
We're gonna put you in 300 jars.
Oh,
oh God,
Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, I would think. I don't know how that works. I kind of had that discussion with somebody today because part of my job is to talk to people who are indigent. And a lot of the questions that you ask as part of determining how to help them is, basically it's just a checklist of everything they don't have.
Right.
And so at the end of it, you know, if you read it back and the person has to say, I have nothing in the world.
Right.
And So, some people, some clients will just say that. I have nothing in the world. I live day to day.
Right.
And when that comes out of your mouth, what doesn't click?
What do you mean?
Like what doesn't click on in your brain to say, I have to change what I'm doing?
Oh, right.
So like this, you're talking about, yeah, depression. It's what doesn't click. I haven't left my house in 25 years. I can't walk.
Mm-hmm.
I have to crawl. Except, you know, on down the line. When you say that out loud, mm-hmm. what doesn't click?
Yeah. Well, you hear stories about that. Like, I'll read about hoarders or something. You know, not just watch the TV show, but like, you know, it's like really kind of like dig in because it, you know, I like reading things that are depressing, but it's like the commonality in a lot of that is depression, anxiety, and just like downright shame. You know, it's like, okay, why is the oven full of newspapers? Well, there is no place else to put newspapers. Well, you have a whole house here. Well, to make room for the newspaper somewhere else, I would have had to address the situation somewhere else. So the newspapers go in the oven. You know, because that's just where they go now. Because I am not mentally in a position to even look at the situation that I'm in with clear eyes.
That's where they go now because we were playing in the margin.
that's just where they go now.
We keep the newspapers in the oven because they're dead. They're dying. Have you seen the revenue?
the failing newspapers in my oven.
Yeah. The failing newspapers in my oven.
Yeah. No, I guess what I'm saying is, you know, somebody in that situation, there's so many steps down the line that the root cause is way back there in the mist, and all they have is the immediate problem. You know, and just it's just lucky that she didn't. This is a comedy podcast, folks. It's just lucky that she didn't die and, you know, just rot. That there was actually a way out for her.
Right. I think it's lucky that hoarder had a microwave.
But it's like, well, we don't cook now because that's where the newspapers go.
Right.
You know,
it's double stuffed Oreos tonight. Daddy went to Jackson Hewitt.
Yeah. we don't have any milk to dunk them in because guess what? Fridge full of light bulbs. Can't throw them away.
Darn it.
Yeah.
Crack bulbs.
Man.
What?
No, no, I got a story for you, but no, like this is that is a legit depressing topic. this is not a criticism of your story choice. What comedy did you expect to get out of that?
Out of the lady?
Yeah, out of that lady.
She looked really sad.
And that's the funny part?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't... Sometimes people look so sad that it's like a cartoon.
Oh, right. Like, so rarely, like a cartoon frown doesn't really exist outside of Ted Cruz's face, right? Like, a real frown is... You know, it's communicated in the eyes and then just like a slackening of the face. But when you see somebody who actually has like the cartoon upside down smile, that's ghastly and ghoulish.
Yeah, I don't know. The lady, just like I said, she looked really sad and she was in a giant t-shirt.
Okay.
And she looked like she lacked legs.
Oh, geez.
She was a shape, a sad shape.
I didn't realize that's what you were saying about me.
She was a sad shape in sad shape.
Hmm.
She was sad shape squared.
Huh.
Yep. That's why.
So
yeah, I guess, I don't know. I guess I wanted to talk about what doesn't, you know, like how do you get through half of an explanation to something and something just doesn't click? Like you've explained too much.
Well, I mean, so like the whole, one second, sorry. The whole,
what was that?
Oh no! I had a video going because it relates to my next story. Had I muted, but this stupid video player, it decides, hey, when this 30-second video ends, we're going to take you to the next one and we're going to unmute it. So,
yeah.
No, but like the whole a frog jump, you know, won't jump out of the boiling water because it doesn't notice a boiling because it only gets incrementally worse. Like that is false, right? A frog will jump out when it realizes it's in danger. But the principle, like for a person, like, you know, you never realize that it's that bad because it took you years to get there and you're inside of it as opposed to being outside and you just get snapshots, right? If you get snapshots and you can see the change and it happens in big leaps as opposed to living in it day to day and second to second and it happens gradually, you know? It's that's probably why.
I never heard that. A watched frog won't boil. That's weird.
Chris, Christmas is long behind us.
It's gone.
Wink, wink.
I watched Top Gun the other day.
Top Gun? Oh yeah, there we go. There's one thing that definitely left its mark. This season, the runaway gift that everybody wanted. I'm not talking about the NES Classic. I'm not. I don't know what the actual thing is. What do kids want? This is me asking you like a question. Like what do kids want?
What do these kids want?
What do these kids want from me?
Right?
Yeah, Jesus.
So what do I need to throw from my van to get them to follow it? it's certainly not dum-dums. I don't know. What do they want? They want electronics.
I suppose they want electronics, but maybe there's a...
My kid wants to see if she can mail herself somewhere, so I'm not a good... That's the last...
Really? That's...
Yeah, that's the last conversation we had. So.
Like, hey, Daddy, can I get a big crate?
Yeah. I don't know.
A big crate with some air holes.
Did I share the pirate hooker thing?
Oh, yeah, you did. You told me that.
No, did I share it on here?
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Share it. Yeah, go.
Yeah, that's an indication of the kid. So she wants, for Christmas, she wants postage to mail herself somewhere.
Yeah, we're too.
She wanted to mail herself across town to see if it would work and then try something longer. So she's sensible.
Right, yeah.
At some point, our grandmother wanted to know if Emma knew what a slut was.
Why? That's the part of the story that still doesn't. Okay, sorry.
I can't really share why.
Okay.
But
the point remains.
Exactly. So I said, yeah, Grandma, she probably does. And so then I got curious, so I asked Emma, I said, do you know what a slut is? She goes, yeah, why? And I said, well, cause you know, Grandma wanted to know if you knew what a slut was. And the kid's response is, does she know where I go to school?
For reference, this is an 11-year-old girl.
Right. So I said... So I decided to push it, and I said, do you know what a pirate hooker is? And she said, it sounds like a flavor of Mountain Dew. And I said, well, what does that flavor taste like? And she said, sweat.
She corroborated this too. I've heard this story before. You told this in her presence, and she's like, yep. Like she got kind of embarrassed, but she was laughing. She was into it.
Yeah, I said that.
Well, what was the follow-up? Did you just laugh and say, okay, thank you? Or, like, did that go anywhere?
No, I give her as much approval and satisfaction as I give you.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, that's great. that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, no, I can see how you got there.
Not as funny as I thought.
Yeah, no, that's a that was a bizarre story to hear you tell at the dinner table that night.
Yeah, yep. So what do kids want, Cole?
The runaway hit, something called Pony Up Daddy.
That is so weird, because when I was waiting for you to call me, I was thinking about a riff on when does Daddy get his?
Okay.
So maybe I can work that in. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, go to ponyupdaddy.com.
You want me to do that now?
Yeah. Mute your like speakers, for God's sake.
Wait, is this a flash drive? Is it PNY?
No.
Ponyup.com?
Ponyupdaddy.com.
Ponyupdaddy. Oh, there's a Reddit. Oh, shit. The jingle's awful.
Yep. It's $24.99. Chris, what this is, if your small child wants a horsey back ride, well, you just strap this big old Velcro boy on, and they just giddy up.
Dude, my Pony Up Daddy brings all the kids to the van.
Yep.
And they're like, damn right.
So I mean, they're very clear in their advertising. It is good for mommy too, or great for moms too. And what it is, it's a way for adults to get down on all fours and have their kid just ride around on their back a little bit.
Just go to town. Hey, yeah. Kids, yank, tug, and pull all you want.
Yep.
Daddy can take it.
Yep. Saddle up and transform your world. Kids
just strap on, kneel down.
Yep, kids can use
this has got to be a joke.
Kids can use their imagination to go on a wild safari or adventure through the jungle. The sky's the limit with Pony Up Daddy. Nor ripped collars or broken jewelry. $24.99.
Cole, I'm pretty sure that they just found and replaced from like an Adam and Eve product. Easy to use and constructed with the highest quality materials. Find and replace. Pony up, daddy. Is the fun new way. Daddy's, mommy's, grandparents, and more. That's the "and more" part.
Yep.
To give pony rides like never before.
and they've got bundle deals too. With different costumes for your kid. Whether you're a mounted policeman or a knight, just grab on and hold tight for a pony ride day or night. Cowboy, princess, knight, cowgirl, police.
Oh yeah, baby, role play.
Yeah, at the very bottom, there is what appears to be an 18-year-old girl riding her daddy's back.
Yeah, that girl does look old. Only $24.99.
Yep, only $24.99. This is a plush. It is a plush saddle replacement that wraps around the midsection like a Buster Brown fitness belt, and people can sit on back. And it's
Buster
got a little
Crab.
Handle. Buster Crab.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Buster Crab's fitness belt. And yeah, you just ride. Comes in black, blue, or no, it comes in Bandit black, Sheriff blue, Raider red, or princess pink. This is Pony Up Daddy. Yeah,
this is order of safety. Your data is safe with us. Fuck, I'd hope so.
Playing together is the perfect way to strengthen the relationship with your kids and create amazing memories. You'll both treasure for life. We wanted to
the company is named Mojo.
Okay.
Isn't Mojo, doesn't that have sexual connotations?
No, I think it's like a general. So you think of Mojo as sexual because of Austin Powers, the spy who right. shagged me.
Right.
Yeah. No. So the offer isn't available in stores. Say, contact us, and there's a map, but the map doesn't point anywhere. Customer service email. No, I guess this is not. Oh, dear God. Stop.
That's you.
This is not a paid placement. This is an advertisement. We'd have to disclose that if it was. I'm just a fan of the product. I'm very enthusiastic about this.
Stop it.
What? Did you reload the
Punny
page?
Punny Pony? Yeah. I clicked back and it Punny Punny Pony.
So I guess what I'm saying is, you know, if you're looking for something to get with your gift cards, Pony Up Daddy might be it.
This has to be just like a totally out of touch Christian company. Like, just somebody living in the north woods of Utah. You know, just totally out of it.
Yeah. Oh, Mojo is the it's a website company.
Oh,
is
sorry.
This is 2016 Pony Up Daddy LLC.
Ew, 2016.
Yep.
That's too much.
So I just wanted you to be aware of that. Like, we talk about products, we talk about apps, we talk about services. And I think this is going to change a lot of people's lives.
It's changed mine.
Hey, Chris, you got a story for me?
Yeah, I guess. That's just, oh, wow. It leaves a bad taste in my mouth. Let's go with something a little bit more interesting in the... In the conventional sense, okay. I'm not saying that wasn't a slight on you.
Shade. This time. Yeah.
Yeah. So this guy named Tommy Thompson, he is a treasure hunter. And the investors who gave him a whole bunch of money to go find treasure are really pissed and have gotten him thrown in jail because he will not disclose the location of the treasure he found.
Okay.
So the treasure hunter has been held on a contempt charge since December of last year. So he's been in jail for a year. And a federal judge ordered another round of depositions in which the treasure hunter could divulge the location of 500 coins worth around $4 million.
Whoa.
The judge said that the guy claims he has memory loss. And that's why he can't tell him. So the judge
How convenient.
Said... The judge said, well, maybe Mr. Thompson will find something within himself. Maybe he'll have an epiphany when he goes to jail again. He says, it is a season. He says, it is the season of miracles.
You can't be. Okay, there can only be so much outrageous about a person, you know, like you can't be a treasure hunter and have amnesia. If that was fictional, it'd be too much.
treasure hunter on a vision quest in prison.
You're describing the opening to a video game that I just played. Yeah, that's man, $8,000 per coin, huh? What country is this?
I think it's here,
huh?
Isn't it?
I
ours. Isn't that America?
I mean, his
name's Tommy Thompson. I would assume.
Yeah, that is.
He could be more American if he was dressed like an old Western sheriff riding his dad.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
Hey, Chris, want me to tell them what they can do?
Please.
Okay. Go to thosedamnrosskids.com and check out all the old episodes if you want. You can go to duckfeed.tv to check out the whole network of shows that we're on. If you want to rate this show on iTunes, we would really appreciate it. And this whole network is supported by you guys on Patreon, patreon.com/duckfeedtv. And I missed anything? I mixed that up a little bit, but did I miss anything?
No, I think you got it.
Okay. Sorry, America.
Sorry.